Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
And thank you, Teacher Cardell, for allowing me to be part of the Barefoot Student Day experience. My congratulations goes to the administration of the school for such an audacious experience. One day without shoes is an experience that will bring awareness on the needs of others around the globe, and also an experience that will open the eyes of many on the real meaning of being barefoot. Although being barefoot is the state of wearing no footwear, we often associate it with poverty. Consequently, the people of the developing countries are frequently portrayed walking barefoot. In the United States, the barefoot movement is new and is a lifestyle choice. It is a concept that is raising awareness. One goes barefoot to relax at home, in the yard, or at the beach. Going shoeless today is designed to start a conversation about fundraising efforts to provide shoes for those in need. This gives us the opportunity to experience walking a mile barefoot in another person's feet, since many people around the globe cannot afford shoes. Today, I would like to take you to another world and share the journey with some of the children of other cultures who, like you, this day are walking barefoot. Unlike you, tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, and the following one, they will still be walking barefoot because of their poverty. Walking barefoot is a risk factor in contracting diseases. Footwear provides protection from cuts, abrasions, bruises from objects on the ground, as well as protection from frostbite and parasite like hookworm that affect about 1/4 of the world's population. In my country, there is a high level of poverty, and because of this, a lot of people do not go to school and do not wear shoes on a regular basis. They perform their usual task at home and at work shoeless, until they have to travel on the street. In many instances, we tend to discriminate against those who have a different dress code or did not follow the same pattern of learning that the school system provides. Illiteracy is not necessarily a lack of intelligence or knowledge. We cannot attribute ignorance to a group of people just because of a different method of learning, because this is wrong. In fact, I have met a number of barefoot professionals who have never set foot in a classroom. They have learned through experience. Among them are internationally renowned artists, contractors, chefs, traditional healers, midwives. I can only wonder how far they would have gone if only they have a formal education and a pair of shoes. Here, we take the use of shoes for granted. We do take it for granted. We are lucky. In many countries, the child's first pair of shoes is a gift, long time remembered and cherished. It is a rite of passage. I see that the purpose of your action is to understand others. By doing this, you are learning to see the world in a different way. So as you help others through this rite of passage, you yourself are also maturing. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, everyone, for your attention.